Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Max India Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of the future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rajat Mehta, Managing Director of Max India Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Namaste and good evening to all of you on the call. On behalf of Max India Limited, a warm welcome to all of you for this Q1 FY24 earnings call. For those of you who've been in this journey with Max, thank you very much for your support, and for all the new ones who are joining for the first time, a special welcome. I have with me my colleagues, Ajay, who's the CFO for Antara Senior Living and also the Head of Investor Relations, Ishan Khanna, who's the CEO for Antara Assisted Care, Sandeep Pathak, who's the CFO for Max India, and Ankit Kalra, who's the CFO for Antara Assisted Care, Nishant from the Investor Relations team, and of course, SGA, our Investor Relations advisors. We already uploaded the investor release on the exchanges, and I hope everybody had an opportunity to go through the same. I would like to first start with sharing with you that our expansion plans are on track, and we are making investments in several strategic initiatives which will help us accelerate growth, and we're quite glad with that traction. For example, on the residential side, I've shared with you earlier, we are already planning three new communities. Dehradun and Noida, as you know, have already been sold out. We have been looking at Noida phase two, liaising with authority and RERA for permissions and approvals. Already signed the term sheet with Gurugram and Bangalore developers. Definitive agreements are currently under negotiation. They will be closed. And hopefully, in the next few months or so, we will also start filing for approvals for these communities. On the care home side, as I shared last time, we were looking at Bangalore as a possible location. We've actually already identified 150-200 beds in three parts of Bangalore. These are mostly built-to-suit options. Therefore, we take a few months to operationalize. But they are in very good locations near healthcare facilities and large facilities. So sometime by Q3 FY24, they should be operationalized. Efforts are also underway to add 75-80 beds in NCR. As a result, our overall bed capacity that we had promised of 360-odd, we will definitely be able to meet by end of FY24. On care at home, apart from steady growth in NCR, which you may have seen from the investor deck, further acceleration is planned by launches in new geographies, which is Bangalore and Chennai. On Medcare, we are constantly, consistently both expanding our SKUs as well as our offline and online presence through channels. We already launched sometime this month diapers under the brand Wareasy by Antara, and a power wheelchair as well. So we'll continue to expand both mobility, hygiene, respiratory categories as we go along. I had mentioned briefly last time a new physical review platform we are developing to address chronic diseases for seniors. We are pleased to inform that we are very close to that date of launch. This is essentially a digital platform which will help seniors do self-care protocols for chronic conditions which bother them, which don't need hospitalization but do need care. We've already done extensive research from one of the top consulting firms in India. User testing has already been completed, and the building blocks are now being assembled to go live. This will be available in physical, which means digital journey as well as infrastructure available for seniors to come to us. In the initial phase, we plan to offer products and services for two conditions in two cities under this platform. So that's how we are progressing, as you can see, our growth journey on multiple axes. Now, shifting to the financial performance for Q1 FY24, on a consolidated basis, our revenues remained flat at rupees 46 crores. Obviously, because the inventory in Dehradun, we only have one left, Noida is all gone. and the new projects we are investing into will take time to come up. That's the reason it's flat. Our consolidated EBITDA loss stands at 7 crores as against a gain of 1 crore, which reflects all the investments that we are making, you know, in the growth journey. Our treasury and monetizable assets stood at a healthy number of 520 crores as of June 23. The company has a strong balance sheet position with consolidated net worth of about 532 crores as of June end. On the residency side for Dehradun, as I said, all except one unit, and that's where our, you know, doctor is staying. All units have been sold as of July 23. The cumulative sales collection now stands at 646 crores in June as against 552 crores in June 22, which signifies a 17% growth. On Noida Phase 1, all units sold within March 23. We have achieved a cumulative collection of rupees 284 crores, which is a 1.3x growth over last year. And our collection efficiency continues to be very healthy at 97%. During Q1 FY24, we have a sales collection of 32 crores. And in terms of construction, we are on target. The top floor slabs for all the three towers in Noida have been completed. And interiors are underway, you know, as well. On Antara Assisted Care, the overall net revenue increased by 30% to rupees 4.2 crores in Q1. Compared to same period, 3.2 crores in Q1 FY23. The care homes net revenue remained flat at 1.3 crores in Q1 FY24 in spite of a higher realization of 7% because of doctor occupancy. As you know, some of our care homes were inoperative, you know, in that quarter, which impacted both the contribution, you know, and the occupancy. Otherwise, we would have, you know, done much better, you know, on the care homes front. On campus, this is temporary, as you know. In the next, you know, 2 quarters or so, this impact will, you know, be neutralized. On care at home, our net revenue increased by 43% to about 1.7 crores in FY24 compared to same period last year, Q1, FY23, 1.2 crores. Led by high margin service offerings, the contribution margin has improved to 17% from 7%. The 17% in Q1 FY24 from 7% in Q1 FY23. On Medicare, the net revenue increased by 71% to 1.2 crores in this quarter compared to 0.7 crores in FY23. And contribution margin also has moved up to 1% from 0.4% in same period last year. Some of you may have joined the call for the first time. Just want to reiterate that Antara is the only branded organization which is attempting to create an integrated care ecosystem for seniors, which means whatever needs they have at different stages of their life and depending on the medical condition, you know, we will be able to offer them products, services or solutions. Because we have unique competencies of knowing how to operate healthcare, hospitality and real estate all available to us under one roof. In terms of market, the market continues to evolve very rapidly. We have new players coming in. There is some funding coming into this sector as well. New formats. So people are trying tech-based formats. Somebody is putting up, you know, an online platform where employers can hire, you know, seniors in second innings. The government is getting active in terms of policy. 2 days before, we saw news that the BMC in Maharashtra or in Mumbai is setting up, you know, daycare centers for seniors. So the shape, complexion and size of this market is going to change, you know, as it evolves. So it continues to be a $10 to $12 billion market. A very interesting study done by McKinsey recently pointed out that if you look at, you know, top 30 cities in India and SECP in terms of income cuts, that's about 1.6 crores of our target addressable market. And they're spending, and this people are spending already 48 to 50,000 rupees on non-hospital related expenses, which means a pool of 40,000 crores is available to us for tapping through our integrated ecosystem, particularly through the new digital platform that we are creating. We are already present in NCR. In Bangalore, we have already started operations, taken an office, signed up, you know, the care home capacity, launched the care at home services and Medicare. And we are also looking at, you know, Chennai, you know, very shortly. Just to reiterate, we have four business verticals for seniors who are independent but want to live with like-minded people in a safe and secure environment. We have residences for seniors, which is the Dehradun resort-style option or the Noida condominium-style option. And we will look at similar options in Gurugram, Bangalore, and similar places. For seniors who can't be maintained at home because they have age-related issues in terms of mobility, medication, bathing, monitoring, or have gone through an intense medical episode, we offer them assisted living or what is called care homes in our permanent facilities. And people who have cognitive neuro disorders, dementia, Alzheimer's, or Parkinson's, we also offer a memory care home option. For those who require the same services at home, we are offering more and more services to our care at home. Critical care, physiotherapy, diagnostics, nurse at home, caregiver at home, pathology, about 16 service lines. And if they require products for their convenience, their recovery, their comfort like wheelchairs, commode chairs, diapers, walkers, walking sticks, hospital beds, we offer them through our Medicare vertical. We're also listed, as you know, on Amazon and Flipkart for some of our, you know, products. And now if you tie in all these verticals along the digital platform, you'll be able to appreciate when we say we're creating an integrated care ecosystem for seniors. You know, that is coming through. Now, if you look at the aspiration of creating 8 to 10 communities, which is about 5,000 units, so let's say 10,000 people who stay with us in our communities, these are in one sense, you know, captive customers for us when it comes to either, you know, Medicare equipment, care at home services, or anything else they need, you know, in terms of primary, you know, wellness solutions. We had commenced, as you know, our journey in 2013 with Dehradun. And slowly we have expanded. We have done well both from sales and collection perspective. Dehradun continues to be a debt-free cash and PBT positive. In fact, it's generating surplus cash, which we shared with you, about 100 crores, you know, from the community. There are about 180 residents already staying in the community, enjoying, you know, our facilities in a very serene environment. And the resident satisfaction scores continue to be about 90%. And one vindication of the product is that 50% of our sales actually come from referrals from residents. We leverage the learnings of Dehradun when we built our second community in Noida, launched in 2020 as a joint development model, already been sold out. And the important thing to remember that the last price realization was 50% higher than launch price. And there is some secondary sales happening now, which also is an indication of the premium that we command, you know, in the marketplace. Quite eager to launch Noida Phase 2, which will be about 240 units. Just waiting and working with Noida and RERA authorities for approvals. I shared with you, just repeating it again, all trillium key terms for development of residences at Gurugram, which will be about 250-300 units. And at Bangalore, will be about 500-600 units. Those already, you know, have been signed. The Bangalore facility is actually a very good, you know, very strategically located facility, about 10-12 minutes from the new airport, part of a 200-acre development. There are already two senior living communities operating there, and we'll be the third one, right? We've already signed the initial agreement, and now we are completing the due diligence. The Gurugram location is on the Dwarka Expressway, Sector 36A, again, part of a very large community. And this is our first attempt at an intergenerational community. So Max Estates will construct normal residences, and they will construct senior residences, you know, for us. And actively scouting for opportunities now in Pune, Goa, Chandigarh, Chennai, Hyderabad, etc. In our assisted care, so far we have served about 14,000 patients since inception. We expanded our hospital and clinician tie-ups to about 80 in Q1 FY24. On the medical equipment side, now we have a virtual store on Amazon, about 1,100 SKUs during the current quarter. Two new SKUs were added, the adult diapers and power wheelchairs. We are also closely working with IIT Delhi to be able to, based on customer insights from seniors, do small innovations on our products so they're able to find value. In the last assisted care, our customer voice and feedback continues to be 93% plus on satisfaction. And 70% renewals, which again is a proof of the belief that customers have in our service and products. So just to summarize, we are pushing for growth across all verticals, including building a new, you know, digital platform. Our growth vision remains to create 8 to 10 communities, We'll have 4,000 to 5,000 units, about 8,000 to 10,000 residents in the future, over 2,000 beds in terms of care homes, memory care homes, a platform with both physical and online presence in 8 to 10 cities across North, West and South clusters in the next 5 years. And obviously all the customers who stay with us in the communities in one sense, I repeat, are captive customers to whom we can cross-sell. And therefore, we'll be able to reap synergies, reduce our cost of acquisition of customers as we build these synergies. This is all I had from my side. Thank you very much, and happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Participants may present participants present on the audio bridge who wish to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Kishan Toshniwal from Polar Ventures LLP. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good evening. I have two to three questions. Basically, the first question is, what is the net cash that we have on the books as of 30th June? Is it the treasury and the other assets that is 550 crores is what the figure is correct? If I'm looking at the correct picture.
So you're talking about net cash available, right?
Yeah.
So we have about 263 in cash and cash equivalents, and about 160 crores in monetizable assets. And plus we have 100 crores,
Could you repeat?
About 263 crores of cash and cash equivalents.
Okay.
About 160 crores of monetizable assets in terms of real estate and land.
Okay.
And about 100 crores of surplus cash is lying in Antara Purukul.
Okay. And the second question is, the quarter-on-quarter the revenue, year-on-year or the quarter-on-quarter revenue is flat. Though our revenues are flat, but what the management is writing, looking at whatever you are saying, what we should expect from this company, let's say 2 years down the line, what is your focus and where you want to take this company to or which level you want to take this company to so that we can understand how to look about this company?
I can give indicative statements about the future. Very difficult to say exactly, but the reason you find the revenue flat, because I said we sold all the inventory already in Noida and in Dehradun, and we're investing into growth. So as we sign new projects and the sales start, the revenue starts picking up. So I guess in the next 3 to 4 quarters, you'll find a change in this trajectory because we would have started to sell the new project that we've signed up, which is Gurugram and Bangalore. The care homes will be up and operational in Bangalore. We would have launched Chennai, as well by that time. And the new digital platform that we're talking about will be operational. So in the next 3 to 4 quarters, you find once again the revenue trajectory going up. The long-term aspiration I've already outlined, 8 to 10 communities in the next 5 years, about 4 to 5,000 units, about 2,000 odd beds for care homes and memory care homes, present in about 8 to 10 cities with a digital platform and with the care at home and Medcare stuff, equipment businesses as well.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Sajal Kapoor. He's an independent investor.
Yeah, hi, many thanks. I have a slightly longer question, so beg your pardon, Rajit. So those who track the U.S. biotech sector would know that one in every three born today will have dementia at some point in their lifespan, thanks to factors such as, rising pollution levels, unhealthy lifestyles and longer lifespan with 90 years becoming average age and so on. And now we know that brain disorders are actively reported, assessed and they are treated and monitored in developed countries, U.S., UK as example. But in India, there is a significant underreporting of neurological disorders, including dementia. So it's a three-part question in the sense that, A, do you believe that market for memory care which is underreported in India may continue to remain underreported due to, you know, cultural and social norms, but maybe 5 to 7 years out with education and awareness, there may be a surge in demand that can surprise many. So that's one. And secondly, as we grow and scale up the captive customer base, positive referrals, the mind share of Max brand, coupled with the range of services we offer via our integrated solutions, all of that can capture a large share of that future growth, which may not be visible to many today. And finally, the third part of my question is, given the national and state level policy framework for care homes and home healthcare, so the NABS certification as an example to filter out, you know, non-compliant and low quality players, the insurance industry coverage coming up, and so on, and the majority of the cash flows on the services side at least will be back-ended. And current performance is not a good indicator to project that future, perhaps?
Yeah. Thank you very much. I think these are great questions and very good observations, I must say. So let me respond one by one. You're absolutely right. Memory care is under-diagnosed and under-reported. And this I can speak from my healthcare experience. So the numbers are about 17%, you know, of dementia. That number is quite, you know, different from what is being reported. So you're absolutely right. Already we are seeing movement. So for example, a not-for-profit alliance called Dementia India Alliance, DIA, got formed a few months back, led by Dr. Radhamurthy and Dr. Gangadharan from Bangalore Nightingale Medical Trust. I'm on the governing board of that. And the aspiration is to be able to increase awareness, set up at least, or help set up one home per district, because we know the problem is large. And some of us have personal experience, you know, as well in this, in terms of family members being afflicted with that. So I think the stigma of memory care will soon, in the next 2-3 years, subside, because the fact of the matter is, handling such people at home is becoming increasingly difficult. Secondly, it starts to impact the caregiver. You know, and I have personal experience in this, because my mom suffered from dementia and my dad has got impacted by it as a caregiver in the last few years. So from both perspectives, this, you know, will become a need that people will understand, will appreciate, and therefore facilities which are more care-oriented, because you can't cure. You can only provide quality care, right, as compared to some of the facilities you've had so far, which were not that, you know, I could say up to the standard. Some of this will change. So most people who are into memory care today, not only us, are expanding, which is an indication of the acceptability of the product in the market. More and more doctors are appreciative that how proper care and engagement can perhaps slow down the deterioration of the disease. So next 2-3 years, you'll find a phenomenal change as all of these initiatives come together on the memory care. On captive customer, that's actually our firm belief and hypothesis, that the lifetime value of a customer, particularly of a senior, you know, can be captured if you're providing integrated services. Let me give you an actual example. So in Dehradun, residents who are staying with us, when they need, you know, checkups, a pathology test, a wheelchair, a nurse at home, an adult diaper, obviously we are there for them. They need not go outside, right? So we're able to capture whatever they need, and that's what will happen in the communities that we are. So whatever the seniors need, you know, we'll be able to provide them either ourselves or through partnerships. So we firmly believe in this, you know, concept of long, you know, lifetime value of seniors. And if the experience is good, like we are finding in Dehradun or people who bought into Noida, the referrals come back to us. Right? On policy framework, there is positive movement on all accounts. So Haryana released a medical assisted living facility policy, and the rules are now coming out, which will help establish care homes. When we went and met, you know, the additional secretary in urban affairs in Bangalore, he asked for a draft, which we are presenting, you know, for the same. Similar work is underway in UP, in Lucknow, you know, as well. NABH has already released a draft standards for care homes. They're under now discussion and will get finalized and released. QI already certifies care at home peers, right? That's already a framework already there. On insurance, there's an interesting dialogue on with some insurance companies. I think the struggle that they have is of enough data being available for them to construct products, and that is something we are dialoguing. We're also going to approach Niti Aayog and saying that are there packages already available under Ayushman Bharat, where you can look at covering seniors for at-home services or when they stay in care homes for recovery. Because sometimes, you know, after recovery or surgery in the hospital, they need not stay for many days. They can recover in a care home as well. So I think on all this positive movement is on. Obviously, these things take time. But at least we are finding the government creating committees, associations like ASLI, like NatHealth, you know, stepping in to be able to become intermediaries, to be able to dialogue with the government. So that's my answer to all your three questions. But thank you for the questions. They're quite helpful.
Thanks, Rajit. Very comprehensive and very thoughtful responses. As always, thank you and all the best.
Appreciate it, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Harsh Kandani from Infina Finance. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi. Thanks for this. This is actually Harsh Kandani from Ionis Alpha. Just a couple of questions from my end. Wanted a detailed update on the Noida Phase 2 project as to, you know, what are the timelines you are seeing for the launch and when do we expect to start selling units from this project? And my second question is that want to understand the reason of the decline in the Gurugram care home unit. And also, you guys had mentioned that in Q4, there was some impact on the occupancy levels in the care home business because of the fire incident. Is that episode behind us?
Sure. On Noida Phase 2, as I said, we had initially filed for approval for RERA. They have come back to us saying that they need additional information, and that is currently being filed under discussion. So we are hoping in the next 90 days or so we should hear positively, you know, on that. By the way, some part of the construction activity for Phase 2 has already begun. Because as we start to get ready to hand over possession sometime next year to residents in phase one, we have to be conscious of how much construction activity we have to complete before that, particularly piling work, you know, which could cause some damage to the foundation. So that work we've already begun in anticipation that we'll get the approval. But in the next 90 days, we should be able to give you a more definitive answer as we hear back from the government authorities. But you may have seen the news, some positive movement happening on Sector 150 in terms of the government, you know, constituting PAC and some committees to look into those matters. So we are hoping in the next 90 days we should hear back from the government. On the Gurugram contribution decline, yes, that is primarily because change in mix of channel. So in the first quarter and second quarter, we had muted our digital campaigns on care home due to the incident, and therefore more and more referrals came through doctor channel. And therefore, there was a, you know, expense on that, which caused this dip. It's purely temporary. The episode is behind us. And therefore, in the next two quarters, you find a little bit of, you know, reversal that starts to happen on this side. Also, in the first two quarters, the rent was going for the inoperative care home, which will also come off as the leases get terminated. And therefore, contribution will store for positive movement upwards.
Great. Thanks for this.
Okay.
Thank you. Participants, if you have a question, please press star and one now. The next question comes from the line of Nitin Gandhi of InnoQuest Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks.
Nitin, we can't hear you, please.
Is this clear now? Hello.
Yes, Nitin, yeah, please use the handset and maybe come in the network area.
I'm in network area. I'm in also handset mode only.
Much better now. Please go ahead, Nitin.
Okay. So can you please share Noida aggregate receivables and construction cost yet to be spent for phase one?
The phase one construction cost to be spent is approximately 200 crores, and we have a receivable of approximately 100 crores, but we have a cash surplus also available with 100 crores, and we have a credit line also with us from ABFL amounting approximately 35 crores. So we are sufficiently funded for phase one. Now, the only challenge which is happening, because some of the expenses for phase two we'll have to do for phase one, without which we would have planned to spend only when we would have got the phase two registration. That will be an over and over expenditure for which we'll be funding the project.
Yeah, anyway, that would be just initial seed funding, and the moment you start selling, they'll start coming. So that's the second
part.
So out of 565 cash on hand, 100 is to be spent for the Noida phase two. That's the way I sum it up, right?
No, the 565 is pure treasury of Max India. The 100 crores which I mentioned, which is lying with me, is lying in content, which is the SPV, where the funds of Noida project is lying as a collection, and we have not, you know, touched that money for any other purpose.
Okay, okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohit. He is an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Good evening, everyone. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, please.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So I have two questions. First is, in our care at home segment, we are providing healthcare workers for nursing at home, right? So what I have seen, and this is a very common practice, is that the healthcare worker will try to make a deal with the customer and work for them directly by eliminating the middle agency or the service providing agency. So what are we doing to tackle this problem?
Hi, Ishan here. So what we do, Rohit, is that we have a team leader visit every week. So the service goes on for, say, 2 weeks. We have a team leader who is a senior healthcare supervisor working with us.
Mm-hmm.
So he visits, or he or she visits the home where the service is being provided, and makes sure that there is no misalignment. And we also constantly stay in touch with the patient and the family.
The other bit, Rohit, is that if you would do a deal directly with the nurse, then any coverage on absenteeism, any refresher training, and any oversight of supervision, and any escalation which can be handled by a doctor, all their services go missing. So actually, it's a little bit of a risky situation if the patient attached to that.
Okay, thank you. And also, I assume that the local players don't provide any emergency services or any like medical equipment at home. So since we are doing that, I think customers won't, you know, make a deal with the healthcare workers directly because they don't have those services, right?
Correct. We have a doctor, you know, supervision as well, and we also have a tie-up with a critical care doctor for any escalation, which the other people, you know, they don't have.
Okay, got it. So my second question is, again, this is also very common practice that healthcare workers look up to these care-at-home services as part-time jobs, and meanwhile they keep searching to get a job at the hospital. So what kind of attrition are we seeing in the care-at-home segment?
So when we started off, the attrition was very high. But what we started doing is we started building a pool of these nurses or patient caregivers, as we call them. And we've seen an overall reduction in attrition from 140%, which had started off, to now less than 70%. And at a cumulative basis, in the first 4 months of the year, our attrition has been 24%. So this has been with the fact that we try to give them more services, which means that they should feel satisfied with their earnings from us itself. And we build a pool where we ensure that, you know, based on their geography, location, we don't make them travel too much. So therefore, you know, our attrition over the last 2.5 years has dropped significantly. And we have almost 70% of the team that's on roll. So they are our own employees.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. This is really insightful. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you have a question, please press star and one now. Participants, if you have a question, press star and one on your phone. So we have the next question from the line of Dharmesh Harya. He is an individual investor.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I have just two questions. In the financial statements, I see the employee benefit expense has gone to 18.5 crores. that's almost 80% jump from the previous quarter. Is this because of the ESOP?
You are comparing it from quarter previous Q1 22,
yeah,
or you're comparing from March?
From March.
So March has seen some annualization of variable pay. So we have been providing the variable pay as per 100% MOS. But then in 31st of March, of our internal calculation, the MOS was not met 100%. So there was a reduction in provision of MOS. That's one effect. Second, all the VPs, etc., has been debited at this quarter, plus the ESOP expenditure has been added this year. That's the reason for the difference.
Okay.
So you,
okay,
if you compare from our June 22 quarter,
mm-hmm,
the amount
mm-hmm
to be pretty straight. So March 23 and June 23 has this variance.
Okay. And one last question. In the presentation, you have mentioned that efforts are underway to add 75 to 80 beds in NCR. So this is additional 75 to 80 or total 75 to 80 in NCR?
Incremental.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Viresh Sangwan. He is an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. I have questions on the digital front, actually. There is one platform which has been talked about. So can you give some idea about it, like what it is all about? Is it going to be just for the engagement perspective, or will there be, are there some revenue potential as well from there?
No. This is a digital platform addressing chronic conditions for seniors. Is very specific. It's not for building a community or engagement or interaction. It is addressing chronic diseases, for example, a knee pain, for example, you know, hypertension in the future, etc. So these are solutions that we offer. It's a combination of product and services. And therefore, there is definitely a revenue model which comes from both products and services. I'm not able to say more than this since we are very close to launch. But in the next earning call, you'll find far more details. So we're launching the first two conditions very soon in two cities. As I said, it's a combination of things available virtually, as well as there's a physical infrastructure we are creating where people can walk in and also look at solutions for their chronic diseases.
Got it. So is it some kind of subscription model?
No, it's pay-per-use.
Okay. Sure. We'll wait for the launch of it, official launch of it. And another, it's about, so it's a question as well as a suggestion. On the social media, what I have seen, like when this GK incident happened for the fire, so I appreciate, like, everywhere some disclosure was made, like there has been an incident. And in fact, on Twitter, it is still a pinned post. But then it was never, ever updated with the outcome of it. So since we are in beginning, we are just launching and into new cities. So it is a suggestion, like, if we can update that, such that, because any new person which looks at our brand, the person looks at this major incident. And if that person does not go to the conclusion or what has happened, that might be a bit negative, I would say. And on the question, I was referring to your website on the care homes. Earlier, there were other sites mentioned like Jasola, Delhi, but now it's just the Gurugram. So has there been some reduction in some sites?
Hi, this is Sandeep. So I would like to answer a question on the incident part. This matter is before the court and the investigation was going on by the police authority. However, we had made two or three disclosures on that sequentially whenever there was a update on the same. So the last update was given in the first week of May, as there was a charge sheet which was filed by the police authority upon completion of the investigation. And the matter is before the trial court now against the accused, who happened to be a relative of one of the deceased resident, due to which, that, you know, because of his action, that fire got triggered. And the matter is still going in the trial court now. So what we have chosen is that whenever there is any significant development in the matter, we keep on updating on the stock exchange.
Let me be clear, the police charge sheet is against a grandson of a resident who was staying with us. In fact, in that charge sheet, we have been named as a victim.
Correct. Yeah, that I understand. But see, there are two things. Like investor community, I think, still is updated with what is happening. But I'm talking from the customer's perspective, the potential customers of Antara. So that's, that community at least is not informed, or they can still stay ill-informed on that.
A good suggestion, sir. We will take that up.
Thank you.
And my last part on that memory care home, like only Gurugram is listed now. So
earlier, you know, if you remember two, three calls back, we had talked about trying to expand medical clean care room by using what is called an operator model, where we had gone to existing guest house operator and said that why don't we take some rooms on rent from you. You provide the F&B and housekeeping services and we'll provide the, you know, care services, which is nursing or, you know, caregiver that the, you know, customers coming in might need. And we try to open these facilities near hospitals. However, we found it very difficult to operate because the entire experience of the customer was not in our hands. Part of it was being handled by the guest house operator, and we found it very difficult to get the kind of quality and turnaround time we had expected. So we tried for a while, but didn't find traction. So the strategic, you know, shift, we have said, okay, we'll now only operate full service, you know, care homes, which are totally operated 100% by us, like Gurugram. Therefore, all the new beds we are now doing is 100% operated end-to-end by us. So that's the shift you find in locations.
Okay, so does it mean that we have closed the Jasola one?
Yes, we have discontinued.
Okay. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Participants, if you have a question, please press star and one on your phone. We have the next question from the line of Rohit Mehra from SK Securities. Please go ahead. Mr. Mehra, your line has been unmuted. You can please talk. It seems there's no response from Mr. Rohit Mehra's line. We'll take the next question from the line of Mr. Dharmesh Harya. He's an individual investor.
On the care home which got fired, are we saying discontinued that that facility, or we have shifted it to somewhere else?
So that's not that, and looking for, you know, alternate, you know, beds, 75-80 beds incremental. We discontinued that.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants, if you have a question, please press star and one. So we have the question from the line of Karan Mehra from Mehta Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is that in the intergenerational community that the company will develop, so what will be the mix here, and how many towers are dedicated only for seniors and how many for others?
So approximately 33% of the total FSI would be coming to senior living. That would mean we are still in the massing stage, but intuitively there will be two towers, approximately 300 to 350 flats for senior living. Two towers for senior living.
Understood. And so what is the amount of surplus, you know, that will be coming from this Dehradun project annually?
So annually, you know, we'll be having a billing, if at a steady state, I feel, well, once we are all sold out, and if I am doing a steady state billing, it would be approximately 20 crores of revenue, which would be coming on an annual basis. And if we feel that approximately 20% will also be a profit, we can expect a 3.5 crores profit, but at a steady state. Dehradun operations revenue would be break-even by 26-27.
Okay. So I was just referring through our investor deck, which mentions that we are adding around 75 beds in NCR. So, sir, I believe we already have, you know, care home in NCR. So is there enough demand, you know, which we are looking to absorb, which will, you know, absorb the new capacity, as our existing care homes are not running at 100% capacity, I believe?
True. As I said earlier, since we have discontinued the operator model and giving up those beds, therefore we're now substituting that by full, you know, service care homes. And that's why we feel the need. Also, we're now looking at actively scouting Noida, which is a new location for us. So because we shut down, you know, the operator model, we need more beds now.
Understood. Sir, that answers my question. I will join back the queue for further questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you have a question, please press star and one. I repeat, if you have a question, please press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So thank you very much, everybody. Appreciate both the questions and suggestions. And thank you for your support. As I said, we are committed to creating an integrated ecosystem, you know, for seniors, which is comprising of all the verticals I talked about, the residences for seniors, the care home, memory care home, care at home, Medicare, and now the digital platform. Appreciate your support. And hopefully in the next few quarters, you'll find, you know, more and more updates from us on our growth journey. So thank you for joining.
Thank you. On behalf of Max India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.